This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! On today's episode, we're going to discuss a powerful, practical, incredibly simple tool that you can implement in any area of your life to take action. Imagine something that you want to do that usually causes a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, a lot of nervousness or apprehension towards doing it. Something like speaking at a meeting, giving a presentation, approaching somebody you find attractive, right? Doing something that normally causes those nerves to flutter up in your tummy. Something that gets your heart beating a little bit faster when you think about it, but also something you want to do. You know you want to do. But somehow, when it comes time to do it, when you get that idea, you can't get yourself to take action. Why is that? What can you do about that? Well, the 5-second rule is a very, very, very simple, science-backed, actually, tool that you can use in your head, mentally, to get yourself to take action on whatever it is in any area of life. And it was created by this woman named Mel Robbins. She wrote a book on it called The 5-Second Rule. It's a great book. Picked it up last week or so, read it in just a couple of days, and it's very practical, and anybody can implement it. She really simplifies the whole concept, and basically, the rule goes like this. If you have an impulse of any kind to act on a goal, if you have an idea or impulse of some sort to act on a goal, take action on something, you must physically move within 5 seconds or your brain's going to kill the idea. Again, this is science-backed. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, count, go, right? When you want to do something, for instance, as an example, a common situation is seeing somebody you're attracted to and getting the impulse to talk to them. You want to talk to them. You want to approach them. You want to ask them for their number, and you just can't get yourself to do it. Well, from the moment you see that person you want to talk to, boom, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. In your own head, you count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then move. Take immediate action. Because what happens is, if your brain gets that idea and you let more than 5 seconds pass before actually taking action on it, your brain's going to kill the idea. That's what your brain is designed to do, to get you not to do something that you feel fearful about doing, right? It's built into our biology. Think about way, 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 way back in the day, thousands of years ago. Our ancestors, if they felt that serious sense of adrenaline inside of their bodies, if they were feeling fear, if they were feeling anxiety, nervousness, anything like that, it was probably because, it wasn't because they were at the mall and they saw a hot chick. It was because they were in the jungle and a freaking lion was about to chase them, right? They're about to get eaten. And so that's why these feelings are built into our biology. That's another reason why so many folks are anxious and nervous and just totally fearful about speaking in front of an audience. And the reason is because in history, right, through our, in our biology, in prehistoric times and times when our ancestors and Homo sapiens, Neanderthals, when there was just one of them and a whole bunch of people they're looking at, it was likely that they're about to get eaten, right? Imagine somebody on stage or in the middle of a meeting giving a presentation. You're on one side, and there's a whole group of people looking at you. Now, our brain, our prehistoric brain, thinks that we're about to get eaten. But really, obviously, you know that's not happening. You're just a, you might get eaten alive by your manager or your boss or somebody that doesn't think what you're doing is cool or moving or inspiring or funny or whatever it is that you're trying to do, but you're not going to die from doing it. But your body somehow back there believes that you will. And the 5-second rule helps you overcome those biological tendencies that you might have. that cause you to fear taking action on certain situations, on certain scenarios. And so again, the moment you get an idea, count down from your head. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom, start moving in that direction. Start taking action. Otherwise, hesitation, doubt, apprehension will take over, and it's going to talk you right out of taking action. And as Robbins tells us in the book, she says, quote, right before we're about to do something that feels difficult, scary, or uncertain, we hesitate. Hesitation is the kiss of death. You might hesitate for just a second, just a nanosecond, but that's all it takes. The one small hesitation triggers a mental system that's designed to stop you. And it happens in less than 5 seconds. Okay, so a few actionable insights on how to actually implement this rule in your life, both in business and in your personal life. How do you use it effectively? Well, the first thing to think about is to count down. Why that's important, because some people might want to switch things up and count upwards, but that mentally, it's a very small thing, but it's very, very powerful in terms of distinctions that you need to make in terms of using this rule. You want to always count down. You can start from 3, 2, 1, go. You can start from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. You can start from 4. You can start from whatever number, but usually ideally 5, and count downwards. But you never want to count upwards, because when you count upwards, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, you just want to keep on going, because we have associations with counting on and on and on and on and on and continuing that counting when we go upwards. But when you go downwards, we've got a whole different set of associations in our brain. Think about it. Think about a rocket ship that's about to get launched. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom, blast off. And so that's one example. Think about 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, got the buzzer beater shot, right? You've only got 5 seconds on the shot clock. You've got to make that shot and win the game, or you guys are going to lose the game. There's a lot of action associated with counting down. 3, 2, 1. The flash, the black and white flash before a movie begins. And so all those different sets of counting downwards are associated directly with something happening shortly thereafter. So you always want to count down. That's the first thing to keep in mind. And again, this rule, the scientific term for it, or as experts refer to it, is what they call a starting ritual. And it's got the power to replace negative habits by interrupting them and replacing them with a better one, a key habit change strategy, right? You want to get rid of something that you're doing that you don't like doing, like sleeping in and hitting the snooze button. You want to target an activity that prevents you from doing that, replacing it with a better one. And waking up in the morning, you hearing that alarm go off, bah, 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 instead of slapping the snooze button or tapping the snooze button on your phone, instead, count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom, get up. It works. It genuinely works. And you can apply it to anything. And I know it sounds so simple, because it is simple. But sometimes big problems only require simple solutions. And this is a very simple solution that you can apply to some of life's biggest problems, which is our fear, generally speaking, of taking action, not just on anything, but many times those things that we care about most, more than anything else, right? Think about a situation in your life. What was the last time you knew you wanted to do something? You knew you wanted to take some kind of action, but you couldn't get yourself to do it even though you really, 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 really wanted to. What the hell happened, dude? Why? It's because you let too much time pass between you getting that initial impulse, that idea, and you taking action. Now, the moment you get an idea, if you counted 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom, and then you did something, some small action towards getting yourself closer to that goal, towards inching yourself a little bit closer along, forward, up that hill, across that project, into a higher level of personal growth, whatever it is that you're trying to do, inches you closer, just taking a small action will help tremendously. So what else does a 5-second rule do? Well, it also activates a part of your brain called the prefrontal cortex, which is the part of the brain that's used when taking deliberate action. When you're taking action, That's what's firing off in your head, that front part of your brain, the prefrontal cortex. And this, just the simple procedure, the mental procedure of counting down, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom, gets that front part of your brain working, the prefrontal cortex, and that is associated with taking direct action, deliberate action, and boom, before you know it, there you go. What you don't want to do is give yourself time to think about it. You don't want to count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, -1, -2. You know, you don't want to keep on counting. You don't want to give too much time to your idea and your implementation of that idea. You want to close that gap as much as humanly possible. But the truth is, many of us, when we get those ideas, we let a lot of time pass between that idea to implementation stage. The gap just widens and widens and widens. And the more it widens, the less likely you are to take action on that goal, that project, that idea that you've got. So Robbins also tells us in the book that you can positively manipulate or trick your own brain into taking the actions that you know you want to take. But somehow, again, allow yourself to chicken out of taking because of fear, anxiety, overanalyzation of yourself into paralysis. It seems, again, that after you count backwards, you mentally shift those gears in your mind. You interrupt your normal thought patterns, and you instead do what psychologists refer to as assert control. The 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 countdown shifts your attention from excuses to focusing on excuses to focusing on taking immediate action now in a new direction. It pulls you into the now, into this moment, and what action can I take now? Right? And once you physically get going and start moving, you get that momentum, baby. Rather than stopping to think and rather than overanalyzing the situation, take one small action right now. You get an idea, take one small action. And you'll put that idea into the world and you'll put it into motion. And once you put something into motion, it's a lot harder to stop doing it, right? Think about last time you went to exercise and you didn't want to exercise. You said, okay, I'm just going to go 20 minutes. You end up usually staying longer, right? When you start working on something, say you're working on a writing project, say you're working on a work-related presentation or whatever, you don't want to do it. And you say, okay, let me just get started for a couple minutes. And then before you know it, you've started and you are, you know, knee deep in the project. Then you're chest deep in the project. And then you're really close to finishing it just because you got yourself to start. That's the idea with this method. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom. Pulls you into this present moment and it activates your prefrontal cortex, tells you that, okay, now it's time to take action. And then your body moves before you have time again to think too much. All right, so that's the 5-second rule. Super simple, but super powerful at the same time. If you want to pick up the full book summary for this book, The 5-Second Rule, and learn all the other actionable insights and ways in which you can implement these ideas, come on over to getflashbooks.com. We've got the summary for you. You can listen to it as well, or you can read it, up to you. Come on through. If you haven't already signed up, you can sign up for a buck today. Again, that's getflashbooks.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Go out there every single day and keep on living like you give a damn.